Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Hub Walker. Batting second. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tom Jenkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. And now, play ball. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is called out on strikes. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Levy moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schulte moves to third. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Schulte scores. Melillo moves to third. It's Tigers, 1, Browns, 1. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Wade pinch hits for Goose Goslin. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade takes first base on ball 4. Levy moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Wade now playing left field. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaeholder covering, for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alexander takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell fires to first and picks off Alexander. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground that hits Melillo. Melillo is out and Farrell is safe at first. There goes Melillo trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaya Holder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaya Holder is 0-for-1 in the game. Blaya Holder is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive towards short. Owen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Walker reaches second base with a double. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Blaya Holder covering, for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaya Holder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Shang and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Sorel reaches second base with a double. Shang goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 2, Browns, 2. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sorel scores. Walker moves to second. It's 3-2, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 2 in the game. Blaeholder strikes out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Shang and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Alexander moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. Alexander moves to third. McManus moves to second. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Alexander scores. McManus moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a pop-up towards short. Lovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wade hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wade moves to second. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins bunts towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Wade moves to third. Kress moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wade scores. Kress moves to third. Melillo moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for George Blaholder. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chad Kimsey now pitching. Vic Sorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sorrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kimsey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wade hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a fly ball towards center. Walker settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Walker. Wade goes all the way around to score. Kress moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 4, Browns, 4. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-4 in the game. Stone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Schult is chasing the ball. Stone rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 5-4, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-4 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Earl McNeely pinch runs for Rick Farrell. Art Herring now pitching. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey is 0-for-1 in the game. Kimsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNeely moves to third. Frank O'Rourke pinch runs for Chad Kimsey. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Levy hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely scores. 2 outs. It's Tigers, 5, Browns, 5. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Shang and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-5 in the game. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Burns moves to second. Frank Wade is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wade is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wade hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Young now catching. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Shang hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hub Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. One out. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Browns 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jenkins throws the ball into Levy, who tags Alexander trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gehringer scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a line drive towards the mound. Kaufman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Melillo hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.